Good evening. Good evening, guys. Welcome to call number 14 of Money Mondays. Of course, tonight is Monday, June the 1st. Very, very cool. Anytime we get to have a conference call on the first day of the month, so that way we're starting off not only the week right, we're starting off the month right. And for most of us who are in school, we're about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks away from the official start of summer. Not according to the calendar, that's at the end of June, but we're almost into that summer time frame. So tonight's call, tonight's topic is five things that I absolutely think that you guys should be thinking about and doing this summer in order to not only be successful this summer and start building some really, really good habits, but it's five things that I recommend and that I'm going to suggest to you all tonight that will not lead you to becoming more successful. There are also some things that will separate you from everyone else, because unless they're listening to this call and unless you tell them, chances are they're not going to be doing these things, which, again, are very, very simple. But as we all know, right, the most simple things in life sometimes are the most powerful. So don't let the simplicity fool you. If you guys don't know me and this is your first call, I welcome you. If you guys have listened before, I'll say welcome back. But I'm Sadiq. I'm a speaker, trainer, author, and along with a couple of our partners, we form Millionaire Manners Academy, okay? So we're a leadership organization. We work primarily with youth organizations around leadership, character development, a bunch of other good stuff. So the bottom line about these calls and why we started them is so that way we can maintain contact with all the different folks that we interact with in our schools and our different agencies, et cetera, and to also boost you guys up, give you a good start for the week, and to make sure that you guys are thinking clearly about what it is that you want to achieve. Because, again, with no vision, it's not going to be a good thing. So that's why we do these calls. They're only 30 minutes long, so we start right around 8:04, 8:05 each Monday evening, and we go right up until 8:30, at which point we open it up for some questions, some comments, or some suggestions for future topics, et cetera. But the whole name of the game is getting new information that you can use, which will in turn, right, help you change your life, change your results. And there's only two ways to get that new information. It's either meeting new people, right, which this would count as that, right? If you guys don't know me, it's spending time with new people or reading new books. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, okay? So, okay, like I said, also this is the first call in June. So we got already, right, at the end of this month, half the year will be done already. Half of 2015 will be in the history books. Already 5 months of it are gone. So the question is, what are we doing? What are we doing every single day to get a different result? Because this time, right, this time last year, it was 2014, and we were all like, oh, man, half the year is already gone. Same thing here in 2015. There are some people who haven't made any change since June 1st of 2014, and they're wondering why they're doing the exact same things. They're wondering why their grades haven't gotten better, or they're not making more money, or their business hasn't grown, is because they're not doing anything different. So, again, that's the other point of these calls, right? And, again, one of the biggest lies that we're told is that if we're born smart, we'll have great success, and that's absolutely false, right? That's false. There's so many people who were born just gifted, talented, smart, but didn't work hard. So now they have nothing. They're average people. But then on the other hand, you have a lot of people who were born with sort of average intelligence, not super duper smart. They weren't super duper, like, not smart either or dumb, right? I don't like to use that word, but there were some folks who were born of average intelligence or just sort of average smarts, but they worked their tails off. And they got to become some of the most successful people on the planet. I don't really like to use this individual as an example, but he made a joke when he gave a speech just the other week. He gave a graduation speech, and that was our former president, George W. Bush. He gave a president at a university, and he told him, hey, congratulations to all the students who are making A's and who are, you know, at the top of their class, et cetera. But then he also said, hey, to my C students, there's hope too. Because George W. Bush, our former president, was a C student in school. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit, right? But what I'm almost sure of is that he tried as hard as he could to get those C's. And he worked really, really hard. So, and through connections of his father, which that's another subject, he became president a guy who wasn't that bright, but he worked really, really hard. He became president of the United States. So just a small example, all right? So as we move on, I want to make sure that you guys, again, have something to write these notes with, something that will allow you to be able to go back and share the information with some people that you hold near and dear to you. And also, so if the time calls for it and if you have the opportunity, you can go back and review your notes to remember and recall what it is that we talked about on this call. So as is customary, right, we have a quote of the night, a quote of the call, okay? And this one is really, really cool because it talks about a couple of different things, okay? And I'm going to have you guys listen up. And if you don't, and if you guys don't already follow us on social media, go ahead and make sure you do that. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'm not going to give all the info. Just search us, Millionaire Manners Academy, and we'll pop right up. Okay? And again, feel free to shoot us a question or a text or a tweet or anything like that if you guys have anything to say during or after the call. All right? But here it is, guys. So in case you want to write this down, here it is, tonight's quote of the call. Success is going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm or belief in yourself. That's one of the definitions of success. I'm going to say that one more time. Success is going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm or excitement or belief in yourself. Now, why is this quote so important? Well, because tonight we're going to be talking about, again, five things that you can do this summer. And here's a secret. You can actually start them right now. You can start them today. You don't have to wait till after school. You don't have to wait till you're deep into the summer to start these things that are, again, our habits of the successful. But before we get into those five things, I just sort of wanted to chat with you guys about, you know, the definition of success or the definition of failure, because we hear those terms all the time. And of course, as we know by now, hopefully, is that success is different for all people. It's different for almost everyone you're going to talk to. I heard a really cool definition the other day from Vice President Joe Biden, whose son just passed away. But he said one of his measures of success is being able to look in his kids' eyes and his children's eyes and see that they were better than him. What a great, you know, what a great feeling. And again, that's something that I strive for too, personally, as a parent, to be able to just pass information along to my kids. So hopefully when I look at them one day, I'm like, man, you're so much better. And I can tell you, everyone listening on this call, your parents are praying and hoping for the exact same thing from you. And I don't care how old you are or how old your parents are. And guess what? Your parents' parents are thinking the same thing about them, your grandparents. They're thinking the same thing about your parents. They want to look in your parents' eyes and their kids' eyes and see that they came out better than them. That's a powerful thing. So that's just one of the definitions of success, right? Seeing your kids become better, right? And there's tons of other ones. But what I wanted to comment on very quickly is the definition of failure, because so many times you'll hear so many different people beat themselves up about, oh, you know, this didn't turn out well. Oh, this, you know, this was a failure. This was a failure, right? And that's what this quote is talking about, is the fact that success is being able to move from failure to failure or setback, right? And that's a word that I really want to use in place of failure, but setback after setback, but still keep excited and still keep belief in themselves. That's a great definition of success. So failure, on the other hand, to me personally, how I define failure is only one of two ways. The first definition of failure to me is when you quit. Is when you quit. That's, in my opinion, that's the only time you become a failure. Not when you try really, really hard and you keep getting setback after setback and you keep going. Those aren't failures. Those are just setbacks. Those are just temporary situations. But if you keep going, you're never a failure. So I want everybody to keep that in mind. You're never a failure, in my opinion, until you quit. Until you quit. The second kind of piece of that definition for me around failure is when you did not try as hard as you could. Then to me, then you failed. Then you were a failure in that particular situation. Not like a failure for life, because nobody, you got to try really hard to be a failure in life, because everybody in this call is already a success. You're already a winner at something. And that's a definition, or that's a conversation for a different call. But Failure to me is either quitting too early or it's not trying your hardest. It's when you quit, sort of, you don't give maximum effort. You quit on your team or you quit on yourself midway through something. You didn't give maximum effort. When you didn't try your hardest, that's failure to me. Okay? That's failure when you don't try your hardest. Because here's one thing that we tell our kids. It's one thing that I talk to our different students about, our different mentees. But it's the concept of you never really lose if you tried your hardest. So in other words, if you have a game, right, and you might get blown out, you might get beat really badly in a football game or a basketball game or a video game. But if you tried your hardest, then you didn't fail. It just wasn't your day. Your opponent might just been better that day. That's okay. But if you tried your hardest, if you left it all on the field or you left it all on that test, if you tried your hardest, then you didn't fail. And guess what? Sometimes, even in grades, even in school, your maximum effort might be only enough to get you a C. If you know you tried as hard as you could and you studied as hard as you could and you only got a C, in my opinion, that's okay. Now, but here's the rest of it. You don't just want to settle for that. Now that's when the hard work kicks in. And you want to be able to go to your friend, your family, your parents, or your guidance counselor, one of your teachers, and say, hey, teacher, help. I need help. Because that's one of the concepts that we talk about all the time is you have to not be afraid, right? You should never be afraid to ask for help. It's one of the silliest things that I run across on a day-to-day basis is you just bump into all these different people who just need help, and they too proud to ask for help. And then the other crazy part is sometimes you'll run across people who you'll offer help and they know that they need your help. But they know, what will they say? They'll be like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need help. That's foolish pride, guys. That's foolish pride, and it doesn't help anyone. That's also part of that will lead you. That will lead you down the path of failure is when you don't admit that you need help or you don't admit that you're not good at something. That's also what leads you down that path. So hopefully that helped a little bit, guys, just that conversation, brief conversation. Then we're going to get into these five tips, or really these five suggestions. But I want you guys to be keeping that in mind. The definition, your personal definition of success should always be one that you're thinking of. And then, again, failure. To me, right, I've just defined it as failure is when you quit, is when you quit, is when you quit. That's failure. That's the only way you can ever become a failure in something is if you quit or you don't try your hardest, when you don't give your all. That's failure because you gave up. Chances are you might have been part of a team, et cetera. You might have just gave up. So I want you guys to keep that in mind, right? So here we go, guys. Here we go. Here are the five things that I want you guys to be keeping in mind to do this summer, right, that will separate you from everyone you know, unless they're listening to this call or you be a great friend, a true friend, like we've talked about before, an authentic friend, and tell them. That's the only way they're going to know if they're not on this call, okay? So number one, guys, you ready? Number one, this is not difficult, guys, but I want everybody to write down tip number one, read 3 to 5 books this summer, cover to cover. I told you they were going to be simple but powerful. Read 3 to 5 books this summer, cover to cover. I don't mean any comic books. I don't mean any graphic novels. I mean at least one biography, right? At least one biography, right? Which is what? That's the life story of someone who was successful by some measure. They were successful in something. I want you to read one biography of someone. I want you to read a book that sheds some light or gives some insight or some information about maybe a future career or a future business that you'd like to start. So maybe a business book, okay? Maybe a business book. And then one book that's going to teach you self-improvement, right? So a book, I mean, you guys can get with me later on or shoot me a text or shoot me a message on Instagram, and I'll give you a list of books. I can definitely do that, okay? But one sort of self-improvement book, one self-improvement book, okay? And there's your 3 to 5 books. And again, feel free to read more than that, but I want you guys to concentrate on not just fun books, right? Because I like to read novels too, but I can tell you as I've gotten busier and busier in my business, I don't read novels as much as I used to. I now read books that are going to teach me like a new skill, something that's going to be helpful in my business. Or I'm reading a biography about a successful or famous person, someone who has some sort of characteristic or character trait, something I want to use to make myself better. So I don't just admire Kobe Bryant or LeBron or Steph Curry, right? I don't just look up to them. I'm trying to study their stories to figure out what did they do that made them special. See, that's why you have idols, not so you can worship them like they're so much more special or better than us, because that's not the case. I want you guys to be looking at these people to say, you know what? Oh, that's what Steph Curry did. Steph Curry practices his ball handling for 5 hours every day. I can do that too. Now you're getting something out of having an idol. That's why I like biographies, okay? So that was tip number one, guys. Read 3 to 5 books this summer, cover to cover. If you have a library card, that should be your best friend, your library card. Guys, go in there. You can hang out there. You can read right there in the library. But read 3 to 5 books this summer, cover to cover, all right? Tip number two, volunteer. Find at least 2 different organizations to volunteer with this summer. And don't do it just because you need some hours to graduate school. That's the worst reason in the world to go and volunteer. That should just be a side benefit, okay? The real reason you should go and volunteer is what? 2 things. Number one, chances are with those organizations, there's going to be people there that actually need your help. So that's the number one reason to go and volunteer, because people actually need your help. Number two, the other reason that you want to go and volunteer with at least 2 different organizations is that you will now have some experience. And again, when I mean volunteer for at least a couple days or maybe even at least a full week. Find some organizations. And you can be any age. You don't have to be like a certain age like you have to be when you go and get a job. You can be any age and offer to volunteer at a place, any organization. It could be a religious organization. It could be a public organization. It could be at an old folks home, a senior home. It can be at so many different organizations. But, you know, work with your parents, work with your family members, and find at least 2 organizations for you to volunteer with. You'll be building your experience, because later on as you get older, you'll be creating a resume, which is a listing of all your experience and what you can offer to someone else. But if you don't have any experience or you're too young to get any experience, that's where volunteering comes into play, right? So you want to volunteer with at least 2 different organizations, not for community service hours, right? Or should I say not just for community service hours, but because people need your help. Okay, and then number 2, you'll be gaining and building your own experience, okay? Number three tip for this summer, okay? Spend some time thinking about next school year and then write out your goals for next school year. We've talked about goals. We talk about goals probably every other call at this point. That's because they're that important. They're that important, okay? But I want you guys to spend some time this summer, right? Before school starts up again, but spend some time this summer. You might even know now. If you finish this particular grade level or quarter or this particular year in college with this type of grades or this sort of situation, you probably already know where you want to be. But again, the difference is going to be the things that we're talking about right now, as well as your own attitude, your own mindset going into the next school year, and whether or not you have something clear cut and very specific that you want to get done going into next year. Because if hope is your plan, if you have something that's stuck in your mind that you want to get done, but you haven't written it down and committed it to memory, then it's probably not going to happen. It's probably not going to happen, okay? So I want you guys to, again, spend some time and write out your goals for the upcoming school year. We've talked about it before. Something magical happens when you write out your goals, right? Not to say that you can't achieve it if you don't write it out, but it's much, much tougher to do when you don't write out your goals. Much easier to do when you do write out your goals. So do yourself a favor. Take a couple minutes this summer and really spend some time thinking about what you want to do differently and how you want to be this time next year. Where do you want to be this time next year? from a school perspective, okay? So that was number three, write out your goals for the coming school year, okay? Here's number four. This is a really, really fun one, okay? And no one on this call, right, cannot use this tip. So that's for all my parents listening. This is for all my college students, high school students, middle school, going into middle school. I want everybody to listen to this one very, very carefully. This summer, I need everyone on this call to spend some time working on your own business. Oh, you're probably thinking, okay, Sadiq, I don't have a business. Well, good, start one. Come up with an idea and work on it this summer. You don't have school to go to every day. Some of you guys might be in summer camp. Some of you guys might be hanging out with relatives. That's cool. Spend some time and think back to the last time you complained. That was the opportunity for a business. Think back to the last time you were dissatisfied when you left the store. That was an opportunity to start a business. Think back to the time you heard your parents complain. That was an opportunity to start a business. Think back to the last time you saw somebody else sell something or make some money that they just thought up. That was an opportunity for you to ask them about their business, and then maybe you can do the same thing. This summer, I want you guys to spend some time working on your business. Spend some time working on your business. You will thank yourself later. And again, every day you can be doing something on it. Just 15 minutes a day. Now, if you look, take it back to tip number one. You want to be reading some books, right? That could be one of the books that you read from cover to cover. It's how to start a business. You go to the library, there's a big section of business books. And guess what? Anybody can check out those books. There's no age limit, right? There's no color limit, right? There's no limit. Anybody can check out the books. What I always like to say is that there's no monopoly, right? No one owns information. That's the beauty of information, is that if you go and look for it, you'll find it. Nobody owns all the information. Nobody has a padlock on information. It's not locked up in somebody's vault. The closest thing that we have to vaults for information is our minds, is our brains. And guess what? The majority of people, if you go and ask them some information that you don't have, guess what they're going to do? They're going to tell you, right? Because they're going to be happy that someone's asking them to help them. So work on your business. That was number four. That was the fourth thing that I want you guys to complete, right, to separate yourselves this summer. So here's the last one, right? And again, this is a shout-out to all my parents on the call. This is for you. The fifth thing, guys, right, the fifth thing is that I want you guys to complete that one nagging thing around the house that you've been meaning to do. It could be helping to organize something that's messy in your house. It could be you guys finally cleaning out your closet and getting rid of all your old clothes or old shoes or stuff that you don't wear anymore. And then as you do that, you can donate those clothes to someone else. So you can pass them on to a little cousin or a little brother or a little sister, right? But spend some time and take care of that one project. Clean your room really, really good this summer. Clean, sweep, scrub, make your bed. But do something around your house that's going to make it better, right, for you to live in and your family to live in. Okay? Take some pressure. Take some initiative. Take some leadership. Here's leadership again. Take some leadership around your house and figure out a way to chip in, to do something, right, to make your environment look better. Because there's one thing, right, or should I say, if there's one thing that really, really sort of stops productivity or stops people from feeling good about kind of themselves, et cetera, it's to be in a bunch of mess. So your house might not be big or you might have other things that are going on, right? But if your immediate area is clean and neat, right, might not be big, might not be fancy, but if it's clean and neat, then an immense amount of weight will be lifted off your shoulders, okay? So work on that this summer, is making things around you neat and clean. Making things around you neat and clean, okay? Trust me. You'll thank you, and your parents will thank you, and your family members will thank you too, right? So remember that. Neat and clean for your house, okay? So that's the last tip I have for you guys. Really quickly, we'll recap, and then we'll take some questions, guys. So five things, right? Remember, these are five things that you want to do this summer to separate yourself from everyone that you know. Number one, Read 3 to 5 books cover to cover this summer. One biography on a famous or successful person that you look up to. One business book, and then one self-improvement book, or a book about entrepreneurship. Number 2, volunteer with at least 2 different organizations. Don't just do it for community service hours. Do it because someone needs your help, right? Do it because someone needs your help. And also do it so you can build some experience. Build some experience this summer. Number 3, write out your goals for the coming school year. Where do you want to be this time in 2016? You have completed another year of school. Where do you want to be this time in 2016? Right? Write it out. Okay? The last tip, right? The last tip is, I'm sorry, tip number 4. 2 more. Tip number 4, work on your business. If you don't have a business, work on starting a business. You can never be too young. You can never be too old, right? For you to be able to be working on a business, starting a game plan right now in order for you to be better, right? Start your business right now. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. Colonel Sanders, who started KFC, shout out to everybody who loves KFC chicken. We eat it from time to time. He was 60-something years old, 65, I think, when he started KFC. So you can never be too young or too old to start a business. And then number 5, guys, complete that one nagging thing around the house to make your environment, your physical environment, neat and clean. Because you have a mental environment, but then you also want to make sure that your physical environment is neat and clean as well, guys. So that's all the info I have for you guys on tonight's call. This is call number 14. I'd love to hear from you guys. Anything that's been happening over the last couple of weeks, we didn't have a call last week for Labor Day, but star 6 to unmute yourself and let me know what you think, guys. Star 6, don't be shy. Star 6. Look, well, you know.
Hello?
Yes, who's
yes,
that?
Who's that?
Uswa.
What's going on,
Uswa?
Nothing. So, this topic today was basically don't be too arrogant about being smart and always try to stay humble, and even people that were average can start their own business and be successful, and always read to keep yourself, like, up to date.
I could not have said it better. That was a perfect summary.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, guys. Star 6.
Star 6.
Who's going to mute your phone again?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, this is Chris.
What's going on, Chris?
I'm good. So this week I had some trouble. I had a lot of things that I wanted to get done, and I just, you know, I would start one thing, then I'd see something else that would remind me of something else I need. And I would, like, stop and then, you know, start the other thing. So that ends up having, like, you know, 4 or 5 half-completed things. Like, how – have you found anything to help you kind of stay on task so you can get everything done?
Gotcha. That's a good one around sort of time management and some of those sort of things. I mean, my number one tool, and I'll tell you, Chris, I try a lot of different things personally, man. Like, I evolve with this myself because, especially as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, there's always so many things that you want to get done. But I can tell you that I have a to-do list. I have a to-do list that I create every single day that sort of feeds into my larger goals, into the larger things that I want to get done. And I just chop away at it every single day. Experts will say, though, Chris, right, is don't make your to-do list more than 5 items long. Just put down the top 3 to 5 things that you want to get done every single day, Chris, and knock those out first. And then anything extra that you're able to do that's outside that list, then it's just a head start. But I really, really recommend that you get those 2 to 3 things that are super important. Get those knocked out first, and everything else is extra.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. I'm going to definitely try that.
Yeah, man. Don't, you know, There's literally a million things that you could write down. And this goes for everybody, guys. This is an excellent question. There's literally a million things that you could write down every single day that have to be done or would be nice to get done, right? But if you start all of them, like you said, halfway, you look up and you haven't made any progress, as opposed to if I know I get these two or three things done, then I've been productive.
Yeah, exactly. So,
great question, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You guys, anybody else? Star 6. Star 6 to unmute yourself. Okay, guys, if nobody else has anything, make sure you stay tuned. Follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You got to shoot me a friend request on my personal account. It's all good. Sadiq A. Ali. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Have a great week, everybody. Thank you so much.